This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and you have once again tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today we are visiting with Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Marina Plastic Surgery in the Los Angeles area. He is also founder of the Institute, one of the first Medi-Spas in the country. Today, Dr. Stevens will be talking about a new technology called Cool Sculpting and what exactly is it. Dr. Stevens, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Well, thank you very much for having me, Eric.
You're very welcome. So let's start off with what exactly is Cool Sculpting.
Cool Sculpting is cryolipolysis, which is the medical term for freezing the fat. So Cool Sculpting is a unique technology which minimizes fat by through freezing it. It turns out skin and bone and muscle and nerves are not as sensitive to cold as the fat is. And we can talk about that a little bit later, but this applicator goes on the fat, sucks the fat and the skin into the applicator, it freezes the fat, and over the next 2 to 3 months, a person gets skinny in the area where it was frozen.
So how does it work exactly?
Well, it turns out, as I mentioned, fat cells are more sensitive to cold. And so when the cold is applied for 1 hour, the fat cells freeze and they go through a controlled death called apoptosis. They become inflamed. The body eliminates them, just like if you had a bag of French fries.
And does it hurt while the procedure is taking place?
I was the first patient treated. We got our first machine a little over 3 years ago, and I was patient number one. And I've had it done twice now. And I can tell you from personal experience, the first thing you have is feeling like a sucking, like a little suction cup or a big suction cup. In the first few moments, it's a little startling. I wouldn't call it pain, but just a little startling. And then it gets very cold. And for the first minute or two, I didn't like the cold. And then it turns numb because it's so cold it falls asleep. You lay there, and the main thing I fought was boredom, frankly. Now, we have 4 machines in Marina Del Rey, so we're able to do it in a quarter of the time in some cases. It's 1 hour per application, so if we were doing, say, your love handles, there'd be one on the right and one on the left. That would be 2 hours in a traditional office. In our office, it'd be 1 hour. If you were doing your abdomen on both sides of your belly button, if say that's where I was done on both sides of my belly button, right and left, and then my love handle, so I had 4 areas, and I did 2 and 2, and it was done in 2 hours.
Wow. So what happens to the fat cells?
Well, they die, Eric. They die, and they're gone permanently. You eliminate them, just like liposuction. They're gone. They're history. Now, if you go and gain 20, 30 pounds, it's going to go somewhere else. So you can't, it's not an excuse to be a pig, you know. You still have to maintain your diet and exercise regimen. But it is perfect for isolated areas of fat.
Today we are with Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Marina Plastic Surgery in the Los Angeles area. He is also founder of the Institute, one of the first Medi-Spas in the country, joining us today here on eHealth Radio's Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, what makes a good candidate for Cool Sculpting?
Well, Eric, we used to say a good candidate was a person who only had small, discrete areas of fat that were resistant to diet and exercise. But over the last year to year and a half, we're expanding now into people that are a little pudgy and that are actually a little overweight, because we're finding that we can treat these patients to transformation. We're debulking the fat with multiple cycles and then sculpting the fat to give them a beautiful contour. You can go to freezethefat.com, even while you're listening to this. Freezethefat.com has numerous pictures to show people, including my own picture, the first patient treated, and the results are remarkable. I would tell you that the results are, they rival liposuction results, and the beauty of it is there's no anesthesia, there's no downtime, there's no incisions, there's no risk, and you can go to work the next day, you can go out for dinner that same night, and that's why so many busy people are opting to freeze the fat with Cool Sculpting rather than undergo liposuction.
That is absolutely phenomenal. Now, what areas are best for Cool Sculpting?
I'm glad you asked that. Traditionally, we have always done the abdomen, and the love handles are muffin top. But over the last 2 years, we've expanded into the upper arms, those bat wings or bonzo wings with the medial thigh or inner thigh there, right where your thighs touch on some women. The banana rolls are the area below the buttocks where the buttocks touches the thigh. And all over the abdomen we're doing. And one other area that is really terrific for women is the bra fat area and the back fat that tends to hang over their bras. That really drives women crazy. It's on their back. And this seems to tighten the skin as well as get rid of the fat. So, I mean, who doesn't have an area, a little area of fat on their body they'd like to get rid of? And the nice thing is there's a ton of people who want to get rid of fat, but they don't want to go under anesthesia. And that's where this just rocks.
Certainly sounds like it. Now, finally, what can listeners do to improve their health if they are not good candidates for Kool Sculpting?
Well, diet, a good healthy diet, exercise every day, drink plenty of water, avoid cigarettes, and lead a healthy lifestyle. But I have to tell you, I have yet to meet a patient who's not a candidate for Kool Sculpting. So grossly obese candidate would be, if someone were grossly obese, they wouldn't be a great candidate for Kool Sculpting, for sure. But moderately overweight, it's not. They're certainly still a candidate. And there's no medical contraindications except if they have, if they're pregnant or if they have sensitivity to the cold. There are some diseases where people are super sensitive to the cold and affects their blood and so forth, and they're not a candidate for this.
How about telling our listeners where they can get more information about Marina Plastic Surgery and to be in touch with you online?
Well, certainly they can go to marinaplasticsurgery.com. We have a number of programs there, including fly-in for surgery, and we have an active blog. So marinaplasticsurgery.com. But if they specifically want to hear about Kool Sculpting, they can go to freezethefat.com, or they can go to coolsculpting.com, which is the company's own website, and there's a physician locator there, and they could find a physician in their own area.
Certainly been good to have had you speak on this topic. We've been speaking with Dr. Grant Stevens, a board-certified plastic surgeon and founder of Marina Plastic Surgery in the Los Angeles area. He's also founder of the Institute, one of the first medispas in the country. And the websites of reference is marinaplasticsurgery.com as well as freezethefat.com. Dr. Stevens, thanks so much for being with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the Plastic Surgery Information Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.